Wrapped. I'm Allison Colarossi here with Dr. David Colarossi. We're here for another season of Shrink Wrapped. Hi, how are you?
I'm good. How are you?
Well, it's another snow day with short people in the house.
Yes. Well, it's not a snow day. It's a cold day. And in Denver, apparently, that's enough to shut down a school, which is, I get it. Teachers are heroes. But let's get to work, okay? Everybody else has to work. Why are we? I don't understand why we don't have school.
I heard that they shut down in Atlanta, and it was 46 degrees and less than 1% chance of snow.
I just don't understand. It's so, when I was a kid, it was like feet of snow, and we still had school.
I dreamt of snow days. We never got it. I grew up in the desert in Southern California. We never got any days off.
Yeah, it's ridiculous.
Unless there was a shooting on camp. We did have one for a shooting.
Jeez, well, that sounds like a reasonable. So, it's a cold day. Let me just start by saying that I was, well, okay. So let me just say this: we have a tense topic to discuss today. Allison wants to talk about. She wants to broach the topic of emotional burden.
It never goes over well with you, though. But I think as a psychologist, I feel like you need to react to it.
I have.
From a psychological perspective.
As my spouse, you should have watched all my YouTube videos. And I've done a video on emotional burden. Did you know that?
No. What was your nut? That it doesn't exist?
No, that it does exist. I said all the right things.
You never say the right things to me about it.
That's because what ends up happening is we talk about it, and then I get bugged by some comment you make. I feel like you have a deep passion for the idea of the emotional burden. And so you read, one time, can I just tell a story? One time, I'm like, Allison goes on a work trip. She comes back. She comes home. It's like, I'm going to say it's like maybe it's 7:30 at night. In my mind, this is my truth, okay? I made dinner for the kids because you were gone. And I'm like in the kitchen, you know, folding laundry on the counter while also doing the dishes, okay? Mom or Allison.
That would never
Allison
happen.
Comes in. Allison comes in and plops down and goes, "You're bugging." And I go, what are you talking about? And she just starts like, she does this. Allison does this thing where she goes, "Hey, David, we need to go grocery shopping. Whatever. We're out of milk." And I go, okay. And then like 30 seconds later, she goes, "Did you get the milk?" And I'm going like, what? If I flew there, I couldn't have gotten the milk by now. But she was in one of those like jags where it was like, hey, the whatever, you know, we got to pay a bill. Have you paid it yet? So anyway, and I'm like, what is going on with you? And then I see her unpacking her bag in the kitchen. She's just throwing her stuff all over the floor in this story of mine. Anyway, but I realized that she's, you know what the book she's reading that she had been reading on the plane? It was called Fed Up. And I think that that's part of the problem with this emotional burden thing is that there is there's an industry tied to it that validates or panders to a specific audience. And right now, this idea of the woman's burden, the emotional burden, is very popular. So there has just been like book after book after book, podcast after podcast talking about it, but I don't think that they talk about it in a fair way for both parties in a relationship. And that's my official stance, Allison, is that I think it's true. I think it exists. I think it's a real thing. And I will genuinely validate that you have an emotional burden. You carry an emotional burden that I don't. But I don't think the way that society or most couples talk about it is a fair, I don't think it's done in a fair way. All right, rebuttal, what do you think?
Okay, I disagree. And I feel like I have the emotional burden with men all around me, with my brothers, with my husband, with other men at work. Like, they just need direction all the time. And so I think that women do carry, it's an emotional load. Although if I ask you to do something, you'll do it. But then I have to ask you. Mm-hmm. And things like that.
And you can, let's come back to the part about you asking me to do something and then me executing on the job task and how that feels unfair to you. We'll come back to that. But let's first, can you define emotional burden? What do you mean by it?
The emotional burden is the things in our lives like that we have to think about. So we have to think ahead, think about stuff like orthodontics appointments and dentist appointments and kids appointments and school homework, school activities, kids camps, like thinking ahead about all that stuff. And also figuring out how we have time to do it all while we maintain a full-time job, figuring out how to make sure like our housekeeper is paid and when they're coming, when our gardener comes, everything that has to do with the household we're thinking about and like trying to figure out how we organize it so that it can get done. And it's like an overwhelming list of stuff, groceries, anything that the household needs, kids' clothes, so that they have warm clothes or ski clothes for the winter. All those things, it's just like, it never ends. And so, like, although men will help if asked, like, we just want them to also have that running list when it comes to the household.
Okay.
Dinners for the week, planned dinners. Go okay. And go to the store and get it and like conceptualize a full dinner, not just a piece of meat.
Well, that seemed like a personal dig.
It wasn't.
I thought we were talking just generically about like traditional couples.
Yeah.
Okay.
And the traditional couple now is, I think, too, it's a two work. Like when I think my generation of women carry more of a load than I think the generation after us, because our parents, well, my mom was a stay-at-home mom. And so my dad only did work and stuff with finance. And my mom did everything that has to do with the household. Mm-hmm. Whereas now women now have to, we have to look a certain way. We have to work full time. And we also are trying to take care of our kids the way we were taken care of with stay at home parents. So it's just like never ending exhaustion because we're trying to wear so many hats.
Yeah, I think that's I agree. I think what you're saying is right. I just think it's you're only looking at half the puzzle, half the picture. I think that there's not enough in the way of people talking about, well, what's the other side of that coin, which is like for example, first of all, you know you talked about things like. It's hard because I don't want to get sort of mired in like gender role discussion around who does what, but like in the traditional household, the husband might be the one that's doing all of the yard work that you talk about, right? So like when the lawn needs to be mowed or the leaves need to be picked up, traditionally that's the guy that has to do that. And like in our relationship, there's been a lot of times where you've been like, hey, the yard looks like crap. And you feel burdened by how the fact that you have to worry about what the yard looks like, but I'm the one that's going to go out there and clean up the yard. Or when you're like, hey, David, it's a Christmas time. We need to go hang up lights. It's not we are hanging up the lights. Only one of us is hanging off the roof, hanging up the lights. And you right now you want the lights off. And so it'll be me that climbs out there.
Hold on.
It's a burden that I have to, do you see how you're worrying about the emotional burden? But many of the things that you listed when it comes to actually doing them, the guy's doing it. I think the problem is not that you have the burden of worrying about these things. I think from a psychological standpoint, your distress point is that you don't get credit for it. Because if the guy goes and if your dad manages the finances or funds the household, he gets credit in society for it. But your mom maybe didn't because she was, in quotes, just a stay-at-home mom. But I think if you look at the distribution of work and distribution of the full emotional burden of looking after a house, I think it's crazy to think that your dad worried less about his household than your mom did. The guy worked constantly. I think it's not fair for you to look at our household and think that you worry more about the household than I do. if you want to clock hours worked, I don't think you're clocking more hours than I am, but I think I maybe get credit for more of the work that I do because it's more, maybe more traditionally in the spotlight publicly. Allison's mean mugging me. You disagree?
No, I think that you have, I don't disagree, but I also think you even mentioned, I'm looking, and not, you don't do yard work anymore, but.
Wait.
I'm making the point. So you said, well, you would get upset because like the yard didn't look good, but then you would tell me to do something about it.
Hold on. We have to just go step. We have to, let's just do the facts.
But part of the book, part of the emotional burden book, stop kicking me.
Well, you keep running over, you keep saying things that aren't true and then talking over
me. No, I'm not. I can't get
Allison,
a thought out.
When's the last time you raked the leaves in the yard?
When was the last time you did?
This fall.
You absolutely.
Who planted the entire garden?
David, that isn't.
Who did all the tomatoes?
David.
Who went and did all the gardening?
David.
All the weed picking?
David.
Allison, not you.
David.
Yes?
Javier did that. Okay, not
Javier
you.
Javier helped with
and
that.
And Javier took the emotional burden away from you because he texted me and was like, you want me to come clean up your yard? Okay?
But over the, Allison, in a traditional, we're very fortunate to have support there. Traditionally, first of all, I did all the gardening for the record. You did not. But traditionally, and over the course of our relationships, just very recently that we could afford Javier, historically, that's been a burden. I don't even think of it as a burden. That's been my job outside. True or false?
True.
Then why are you fighting me on it?
Because I feel like that is yours, but you need coaxing, like the gutters. Or I have to tell you, like, you got to change the gutters, or you have to change, even though it is your job, I have to tell you, or that it would never happen.
But do you see, can you imagine, like, just take yourself out of it. Hear that conversation. David, I am exhausted from telling you to go clean the gutters. And then my response back to you, Allison, is, well, I'm exhausted from cleaning the gutters.
But that's supposed to be your job, right?
I get it. But do you see how, well, fine, I will just start, the things that have been... I'm trying not to be combative, but
you
think
are
of
so
but, well, because it's just like
a, no, it's so inaccurate. Like I feel like it's if it's your job, then you take care of it. Like mine, my job is to
Allison,
make sure that we have groceries and dinners every day, right?
First of all, that's not how you see it. And if I ever walked in and said, Allison, we're out of milk.
You do every day.
And then I said to you 3 minutes later, where's the milk? That would not
land
well.
You know what you do that's so funny is you go, my personal shopper hasn't been shopping.
That's a sweet way.
Wait, what's going on? There's not, my personal shopper didn't get any beef jerky from me.
Yes. Yes, but I'm not demanding it. And you know what I'm for sure not doing? I'm not then feeling like I'm beleaguered by having to tell you that my personal shopper didn't get any beef jerky. Right?
David?
Al?
I freaking execute on that role so well. Come on.
Okay, but let's talk. I want to talk through. This is an important thing. But can you at least see my perspective? If you take yourself out of it, you have one party. My stance is that I think everybody is doing a lot. My frustration with this is that I feel like there are so many books and podcasts and YouTube videos pushing the narrative that women do everything and that men are dolts. And I think that's not a fair narrative. I think that men do a lot and that have a, I mean, the mental health of men is a major concern because they don't talk about it. It's like men have the opposite challenge as far as we're not good about saying, hey, we're stressed out about things. But trust me, a lot of men experience a tremendous amount of stress trying to support their families. And then for women to just look at it and go, lazy, I have the emotional burden, that's not a fair, that's like just, it's a very one-sided view of it. And I think... That's what I think.
Okay, well, that's fair.
I can tell you disagree.
I do think that, like, men have different stressors, but they're not, like, their stressors are back in the 50s. They're not, they're the same stressors that they've had, but it's like the relationships, the roles and relationships have evolved. So men can't just be stressed out about the finance and taking care of the family financially. They have to move on to, they have to evolve the, their role because.
Wait, are you under the impression? Are you under the impression that all I have to worry about is taking care of the household financially? Like, are you thinking that your dad and I had the same, have the same, in quotes, emotional burden?
No.
It'd be dramatically different, right?
It's dramatically different, but it's still not up to snuff.
Jeez, Elsa.
It's not, Dave.
Okay. What? What? Go ahead, say your piece. What's your piece?
That's just it. It's, I think it hasn't evolved enough in today's society because women are taking on way more. And then I do think like the next generation coming up, it will be more and more even, but I feel like we're in the in-between. Traditional and non-traditional. So anyway, I think you should offer advice to couples like us.
I think that my advice might be a little bit different than your advice.
Okay, well, let's see what you have to say.
I think that both parties should be, the tip of the day from David would be that both parties need to actively think about the experience of the other party. Need to actively think about what is that other person dealing with. And if you don't know, I think you should ask. Because I don't know that men are always good about sharing all the things that are on your plate. And I think that if in this case, a traditional relationship, if the wife were to ask the question, she might be shocked by the number of things that the husband is dealing with that she did not know were out there.
I think that's fair.
And I think that the men should also ask their wives how they can help and what's going on. I want to complain about that because I said it and I know like you and like the whole YouTube community was like, oh, got him. You can't ever ask, which is in my opinion, the silliest thing. I understand the idea that it's an emotional burden for you to have to share your list, but help me out. Okay. Like it's not, if you have a list, first of all, for you, I think it's very helpful for you to write down a list because I think you have a tendency to have a lot of things juggling around in your brain. And because you don't write that list down, it feels more overwhelming than it really is. And whenever I force you to write it down, it calms you down almost immediately. Your level of distress drops significantly, especially when I'm able to take part of that list. And so I think it's a good practice in general. Forget emotional burden. If you're experiencing anxiety because you have a lot of things going on, you should write down all the things you're dealing with. That helps your brain and it helps you psychologically organize and prioritize. It also helps other people help you. And if you're the person that's in distress, you need to find ways to help other people help you. To experience an emotional burden, not share what it is, and then hope that your husband is clairvoyant, that's a misguided mission, I think.
Agreed. But also, what about the things that happen regularly?
What are you talking about?
Like, every year we need our gutters cleaned at the same time. Like, how do we do... Or mm-hmm. you know, every
like
week...
Like, every month you need to pay your car payment.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Every summer, the kids need to go to camp, and we have to get that organized starting in January.
And every year, we got to pay taxes. Yep.
Yes? You're not helpful to the audience.
Well, I'm just making a point here.
No, you're not.
I would way rather do camps than taxes.
No, you wouldn't.
Yes, I would.
All right, let's switch.
I have to deal.
Let's switch.
I don't think I trust you to navigate the taxes. And you wouldn't trust me to do the camps, would you?
So there is there's this story in the Fed Up book about how all this woman wanted for her birthday was someone to clean her bathrooms. Mm-hmm. And if it was her, she would have like called several people and got a good quote and like probably, you know, quoted it out and then picked the best choice. But her husband called one person, decided mm-hmm. it was too expensive, and then said he would clean the bathrooms to mm-hmm. save the money, which he promptly did not do.
Yeah.
And I feel like he did not, number one, they didn't trust each other to make that decision, the right decision. Like if he just called one person. And also, so maybe that's the advice, David, is that you have to learn to trust your partner or just go with their choice.
Yes. Well, I mean, the story you're describing sounds like this is a wild decision on the wife's part.
Why?
She wants the bathroom cleaned. She delegates it to her husband.
So he can take the emotional burden off her. That's what she wanted for her birthday.
And then she's pissed that he only looked at one place?
Yeah. And then decided it was too expensive and that he wouldn't.
Okay, that part I'd be pissed about.
Then he didn't do it. So he only called one place, decided it was too expensive. Or like the other thing is, one of the women said, for Mother's Day, I just wanted to go out to lunch. Uh-huh. And I don't like Chinese food. My husband knows that. But on Mother's Day, he decided that we should go get Chinese food.
Wait.
Because he's just so used to going to that. He like didn't want to like think about what restaurant to go to or anything. He didn't want to put any thought into it. So he just took the easy route.
I mean, it's just, okay. Let's just tell a personal story. For Christmas, Allison really wanted one of those TVs that's really flat that looks like a picture.
Oh, yeah, I did.
She really wanted it. And she was talking about this. I was emotionally beleaguered from hearing her talk about it for like 2 months. And then she said, couldn't decide.
It was expensive.
And I go, dear God, move over. How long did that take me? How long before that TV was purchased?
You overpaid by $600. I had to call Costco to get a refund.
Allison.
What?
Did it matter?
Yeah, because I had to get a refund.
Did it? But it didn't matter. It was bought. Boom. Right? We just get it done. Like the ruminating for months upon months. And I didn't make a bad purchase. There was
like
a deal
waste
that.
Money.
Hold on. But tell the whole story. I didn't get a bad deal. There was a discount that came out later. So don't make it sound like I made a bad. You're making it seem like I picked the wrong TV.
But it wasn't like you price shopped or anything.
I did. But honey, if you're sitting here complaining about your emotional burden, don't you see that you're the one that's creating a dynamic where you're overwhelmed by executing on these little things? So it's like either execute or delegate it, but don't do neither.
That's a good point.
That's a weird position. And then you're doing neither, and then you're complaining about, oh my, like this woman, this story about cleaning the bathroom. Why didn't she just hire someone to clean the bathroom? If that's the decision she wanted done, do it. Right? Am I, is that a wild position for me to take?
Because that's what she wanted as a special birthday present, to make her husband do the work that she would have done.
She just wanted him to do jumping jacks.
No, it's not jumping jacks. I also would want the best price. I'm not good at wasting like that.
It's not.
It is. Not, we would have wasted $600.
Allison.
What?
You're not telling the truth on the podcast.
What's not the truth?
Did I pick was the wrong TV picked? Or did after we bought it, did a sale come out?
A sale came out, but it was around Christmas time, and we knew that if you looked on the website, we knew the price was going to drop.
We bought it from the website, and the sale came out afterwards, and it was resolved. Why are you? You're not. Why are you? You're. I don't know what's going on here, but the TV that was purchased was the correct TV. A sale came out, and you got the discount after. It all worked out just fine. I didn't make a bad purchase. And it was a good thing that you delegated it because it was done.
That's true.
Like immediately.
There's some other things I need done that I'm ruminating on. You're right.
Just execute them or delegate them. One of the two. But this So I'm worried this is a overly contentious podcast here. But I think it is an important thing that a lot of couples deal with. And I think people need to see that they're in it together and actively work to understand the other person's perspective, even if it leads to a tiff like we're having right now. Is this a tiff?
Yeah. But I do think we do need to work on seeing each other's perspectives, specifically you seeing mine.
You mean you seeing mine. All right. Is that a good place to stop?
Yeah. Until next time.
I promise you the next podcast will be more loving on each other.
We're not good with the emotional burden. We don't fully align on this one.
Yes. Okay. Bye. Love you.
Love you.